United Church of Berlin Brandenburg, asking forgiveness, a statement on our mistreatment of queer people, on the occasion of Christopher Street Day, the Berlin Pride Celebration 2021. As the governing body of the United Church of Berlin Brandenburg, we ask God's forgiveness and the forgiveness of our society for our exclusion of and discrimination against people we labeled as homosexuals. With this statement, we acknowledge that these actions were wrong and that they caused serious hurt and harm. In 2020, we undertook the first steps to document harm caused by the decisions of church governance, structures, and individuals. Even as we undertook these steps, we spoke of homosexuality. It is clear to us that the historical term is obsolete. It was used in the past in personal files, position papers, public statements, and church records. But the church's history of harmful action impacts lesbian, gay, bi, trans, and inter people. Our reckoning with our history and our request for forgiveness extends to all queer and LGBTQ plus lives. The process of documenting the church history of harm against queer people is not complete, but a clear picture has already emerged from the research conducted thus far. Even though there is evidence of a genuine effort to achieve theological clarity and to put an end to some discriminatory practices, the history of the actions of decision makers in the governing body of the church is a history of decades of turning a blind eye to discrimination against queer people, as well as actively practicing the discriminations themselves. The church subjected queer people to abusive questioning and dismissed them from church employment. Congregations withheld respect and recognition from members of the church living in same-sex relationships. Church leadership demanded of queer people that they live in celibacy, ascetism, abstinence, or decency, or demanded that they keep silent about their sexuality. These actions and their consequences were violations of people serving our secret to serve the church. Until about a decade ago, the church denied same-sex couples access to pastoral housing. We are appalled by the stigmatization we have perpetrated and the unreasonable demands it placed upon its victims. We extend our great respect to the ordained ministers of the church who persisted in their office despite the enormous strength required to do so as an outed queer person. We repeatedly demanded that queer people justify themselves and their lives to church leadership. We excluded them and made them parias. Behind all this was a theology that denied queer people their rightful place as children of God in the image of God. We have to assume that many people were harmed by these practices, then we are aware or can document. The biographical catastrophes that resulted from these practices were rarely documented. Our understanding of the living reality of lesbian church members is particularly poor, and here more research is urgently required. We take responsibility for the church's past actions and confess that for decades we forced people living queer lives to walk a painful path. We took too long to recognize that the suffering that we caused queer people through our actions and decisions was unjust. we are ashamed of our church history of humiliation. We bear responsibility to the community for the historical wrongs of our brothers and sisters and recognize that these wrongs do not confine themselves to the past. Despite their painful experiences, despite their exclusions, despite the acceptance and recognitions denied to them, queer people remain faithful and connected to their church. Their faithfulness in the face of this suffering fills us with the deepest respect. As the present leadership of the church, we are grateful that there were witnesses to us of such currents, insistence, and faith. Today, the fruit of their labor is powerful, practical engagement in queer initiatives and networks at every level of our church across the former East and West. For this, we extend our praise and gratitude. The work of queer people gave the church as a whole chance to learn and recognize the other paths open to it. Decades of brave and tireless engagement changed our current position, and they, we make decisions on behalf of the whole church. Understanding this makes it all more painful to realize how much we have lost the acceptance of people who no longer felt that they had a home with us in their church. The society in which we live is still bent by prejudice and stereotypes and the burden of historical and present discrimination. In the past, the position and practice of the church did not withstand these wrongs. It contributed to them, and we therefore bear a share of the responsibility for them. We recognized that we were inadequate witnesses of faith, that the church leadership did not conduct itself as the church we should have been. Our ears and hearts are open to the experiences and life stories that have not yet been told, and we will hear and remember them. Forcefully and clearly we say, as the leadership of this church, we stand together for a church of diversity and difference. We believe that such a church springs from God's will. Every person should have a place and a voice in our church. God calls us to repent for our shameful history of condemnation and harm against queer people. We confess that our policies and decisions humiliated and excluded people from the church because of their partnerships or the way they laughed, that we deprived them of their rightful place in church life. We confess that we deprived queer people of their rightful chance to work and volunteer in the church and to develop meaningful careers within it, and that they were denied the chance to follow their vocation in Christ. We confess that queer people waited in vain for the recognition they were due for their contribution to congregation and church life, and that they fought in vain for equal treatment. We ask forgiveness for every queer person whom we disadvantaged or discriminated against. We ask God for forgiveness that we rejected God's word and ignored how manifold God's works are. And we ask for this forgiveness, knowing that it is God's alone to give, and that we bear responsibility as a community for these wrongs.